What if this isn't a climate crisis, but the greatest opportunity humanity has had in a long time? Lean Into Clean will explore and discuss with highly esteemed guests on what could be the new spirals for society, sustainability, spirituality, and social harmony. Perhaps we've all lost our way. Lean Into Clean will showcase how we might remember, refocus and restore the natural ways so we can again live in balance and harmony with life on Earth and all its inhabitants. Welcome to this week's Lean Into Clean. I'm Jarvis Smith. This is UK Health Radio. Guess what? I'm in New York this week. I am hanging out in New York. We had an amazing concert in Times Square on Saturday. I'm going to tell you more about that. And I'm also here for Climate Week. So Climate Week starts today. There is a lot of people that really care about the planet, from leaders to nation state leaders and world leaders and business leaders and all kinds of leaders, which are happening here. There's also a lot of people on the ground. So there's people that come to New York from all parts of the world, the indigenous communities, youth activists, and it just goes on. So I'm really, really looking forward to this week. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the event that we had on Saturday. So actually, over the weekend, it's International Day of Peace. It was actually officially on the 21st, which was Sunday. But we had an event on the Saturday to celebrate the UN Peace Day. Now, we wrote an article about this on My Green Pod. As you know, this article went up earlier this week, but I'm going to read a little bit about it just so you can get a flavor of the event, and then we're going to have some guests on the show that were actually part of the event, some of the ambassadors. Many of you may remember I am an ambassador for a movement called OMM, which is O-M-M-M, and we're actually going to have one of the co-founders on the show coming up soon. So let me tell you about this. So Peace and Climate Action, International Peace Day, Climate Week, you know, it all kicks off today. So the world is changing, right? There's no doubt about that. And so is the way we, you know, talk about the climate and how to ensure a fair, safe future that everyone can enjoy. Extreme weather, you know, events continue. There was an earthquake last night. There was extreme storms in the UK just a couple of days ago. You know, there is catastrophic weather happening around the world nearly every day, but certainly every week right now. So the links between climate change and, we believe, peace are brought into sharp relief. Conflict, forced migration, competition for resources, you know, these are all exacerbating by an unstable and unpredictable climate. So Climate Week, which is, as I say, it starts the 21st to the 28th, it opens today. But what we did in order to celebrate Climate Week and the launch of, you know, the handover from Peace Day to Climate Week, we had a concert in Times Square. It was absolutely amazing. So it was all brought to... in fact, we had a section, so I can't really say. It was actually brought to you by Good News Corp, which is an organization that had been doing it for something like 23 years. And then OMM is actually become an official partner with Good News Corp. And what we do is we have a 2.5 to 3 hour section within the concert during the day. So OMM is a, you know, it's a movement, it's a media platform dedicated to raising consciousness through sacred experiences, through storytelling, through, you know, co-creation. It convenes diverse voices, the ambassadors, which I'm one of, who are supporting humanity's reconnection to themselves, to Mother Earth, and actually to each of us, to each other. So ambassadors, spiritual leaders and artists taking to the stage for the Peace Day broadcast, they included Yogmata Keiko Ekawa. She's a Himalayan Siddhu master and the only female Mahamana Deleshwara ever initiated. So that's pretty amazing. We had a video from Dr. Scylla Elworthy. She's a 3 times Nobel Peace Prize nominated thought leader, and she's actually founder of the Business Plan for Peace. We had Sister Jenna, she's the director of the Brahma Kumaris, the Meditation Museum, and massive movement. We had Yogini Jema, who I'm pretty sure is going to be joining us on the show today. She's a divine feminine teacher and an absolute embodiment, guide, devoted to sacred union and the awakening of the feminine presence on earth. Now, we had Antonique Smith, who is an amazing actress and singer. She's a Grammy-nominated singer, activist whose voice carries both power and prayer, and she's an Om ambassador, she's an Om artist, she's a sonic alchemist and a, just an amazing singer. We also had Rachel Singh, who's a sacred poet. She's also a sonic alchemist, whose spoken word opens portals to remembrance. So, actually, on the show today, we're going to play a couple of Rachel's songs, which I'm super excited about. Or actually, one of Rachel's songs, sorry. She's got another song being released very, very soon. So, we're going to play one of her songs that just came out recently. Now, Rachel Singh is actually an Om artist. She is actually officially committed her music to Om, and we're going to be launching that to the world very, very soon. So watch out for that. We're going to be playing one of her songs today. So as you can imagine, it was a full, rich, gorgeous day. I'm going to read just a little bit about this article that we posted on My Green Pod. It says, and this is a quote actually by Michelle, who's going to be joining us shortly. It says, in a world increasingly shaped by polarization, acceleration, and external noise, we believe the most radical act of change is to return inward. Now, this is by Om co-founder Michelle Narciso. She says, to remember that the quality of our inner state is the foundation for everything we create externally. That how we speak, lead, consume, connect, and care all originate from the skill point within. Sorry, from the still point within. This year's theme, Peace Starts Within, is a sacred reminder that outer peace cannot be legislated into existence. It must be cultivated one breath, one body, one being at a time. Now, how beautiful is that? Michelle, hearing those words back, they were in our latest issue of My Green Pod magazine. Did we nail it on Saturday? Do you think that we achieve what we set out to achieve? Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Hey, hi everyone. Glad to be back. I think so. I just this is probably the first time that I've had an opportunity to really reflect on the show. And as you were going down the list of all the people that were on the stage, I was pretty impressed. I was like, wow, we got all these people to come together.
And that was only a handful of them. There were more.
I know, really, really. And it just so happened that the list you went down just all happened to be some of my favorite women. And that was one of the goals, was to have a good representation of the divine feminine. And I think we did that. Yeah, I think that we did achieve what we set out to achieve. I quite often get the question, you know, listen, I get that. You know, Times Square is iconic, and you know, you want to do something in the middle of this place with all the bright lights that's instantly recognizable. But if you want to do peace and you want to do quiet and you want to do meditation and you want to do nature, why are you doing it there? What, you know, you should do it in Central Park. Central Park is great. You can see the city skyline, but you're in a quiet place and there's not so much craziness that can go on, and you can section off an area. And while I think that that's really beautiful, that's not what it's about for me and how I think about things. I think you know, what we need to do is to be able to find peace when there's all the craziness that's going on, and when there's just lots of different things that you're seeing, things that are full of distraction, different messages on the screen, different people walking around, a lot of conversations that are being had, big transformers, naked cowboys, huge gorillas, Minnie Mouses. And yeah, it's crazy, you
Is
know? It's
bizarre.
like there's sirens, there's I don't know how many like police cars and ambulances that went down the road. There's people breakdancing next to us. And it's all kind of craziness, you know? But then we create this peace bubble and this bubble of calmness and kindness and people breathing together, and we create this resonance and this coherence. And I think that that's what the training is about. It's about finding calm in the middle of the storm. And we had some masters at that on the stage. And each time I participate in one of these things, I certainly learn more and more. And so I'm really happy with it. And long may it continue. So,
Yeah,
and
you
thank you
should be.
for
You should be.
being part of
Yeah.
it.
Oh, amazing. No, I mean, I'm thrilled to be a part of it. It is absolutely amazing. And I agree. There is this, the bubble, as you call it, there's this kind of sacred space that's created that people step into in front of the stage. And then, it moves right back to, if anybody knows New York well, the Red Steps. And they were full of people just sitting and listening and tuning in. And it was magical. And then, just beyond that bubble is this absolute chaos around. It's like, whoa, you see a transformer walking through, like 7 foot tall, and it's wild as well. Tell us, Michelle, a little bit about the peace within, or peace starts within, should I say? I mean, that's such a obvious statement, mantra. It's such an obvious way of being, but just tell us a bit about that for you, and how your journey was in, really, I guess, enlightened by, peace starting within.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I'm also learning are the things that are cliche for a reason.
Yeah.
And I think that, the ultimate truths are very simple. And so while peace starts within might seem like a very simple idea and something that people just say, it's actually one of the truths. It's really hard to get people to focus and to care about maybe some of the things that they're unaware that's going on with their own bodies, some of how we treat other people because we're coming from a place of fear or from lack. Our inability sometimes to care about what we're doing to the planet, even though it doesn't make any sense because it's our home. It's like destroying where you live, like literally your apartment, your home. But people can't think and make that connection because there's a lot of noise that's going on and a lot of emotions and a lot of thoughts. And so, and there's also a lot going on in the world. We don't need to list those things. And the media doesn't help because that's what it likes to highlight and sensationalize. And people become more fearful and they become more separate. And we wanted to do the opposite of that. We wanted to say, well, you know what? The most radical act of peace is not to give those things attention and to keep talking about those and giving it energy, but to go inward and find the quiet. And finding that quiet, we talk about returning to the still point, really just calming the thoughts. And when you do that, you start to feel the connection of everything. And then a lot of things that we do don't make any sense anymore. And then we start to shift our attention to different places. And I've been reading a lot about, different practices. And ultimately, where your attention goes is where your energy flows, and everything is energy. It's what starts everything, whether it's a thought, it's an action, and we need to really direct our energy and all of our efforts to the world we want to live in, not to giving energy to the noise that's there today. We have to give people options, because people feel helpless right now. Where do I go? There's a lot of stuff that's happening, but if we can create situations, each of us in our own way, we can give people options. We can inspire people to join us in a different place. And so that's the idea of peace starts within.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I absolutely agree. And I'm, those people out there that are listening, that, do practice stillness, even meditation, mindfulness, go out into nature and sit and just, listen and be. I think they'll absolutely resonate with you. And, there's so much science out there now that is proving that, if we are still and we're able to, if you like, just kind of slow ourselves down, that is so healing and so regenerative, just in its way of being. So to bring peace into that is, of course, the Gandhian phrase, if you be the change that you want to see in the world, and if that has to start with you, then that's the perfect place to be. I love that. Thank you. Very wise. Michelle, you've been on this show a couple of times, And there'll be many listeners out there that know about Om. I think it might have even been, a year ago we had this show, I think, in New York. Just tell us, how's Om kind of evolved for you over the last 12 months? Because you can tell us a little bit about your vision with Om, but also, what's changed since this time last year with Om?
Magic.
I love
It
it.
really is. It's magical. We talk about energy again, and I think that as Om's platform grows, whether it's our event, whether it's one-to-one conversations that we're happy, having, people are coming on board and they're looking to feel that connection, and they're looking to feel inspired, and they're looking to have purpose. And one of the things that I've been saying is, we just need to get people to understand where we're trying to get to, and then let them, in their own special way, help to create more momentum and bring other people on, and just get out of the way. And that's what's happening, and now it's not just, and I can't even say, believe I'm saying just, but we were speaking to a lot of spiritual leaders that were at very senior levels of their organizations, if you will. And it was so inspiring because they were all aligning, because a lot of the thinking was consistent. But then I'm finding it's not just them, it's musicians, it's scientists, it's business leaders, it's government officials. All of us want the same thing. We just have different language for it, And somehow, what we're trying to do is take the words out of it and put the energy and the feelings into it, and just get people to feel, get people to care, and then see the genius that happens when people figure out in their own way how they want to contribute. And it just creates absolute magic. I mean, it's not just events anymore. It's brokering, how do we have a different, a new paradigm, a different economy with governments? Talking to funds, talking to energy companies. So it's everybody contributing in their own way. Because it's everybody contributing in their own way, and the different that they got us to one thing. So we need all hands on deck to bring everybody back around. And I'm really excited about it. It's a I don't like to call Om anything. It's just Om, but it really is starting to feel like a movement. And yeah, I'm really, really excited to see all the beauty and impact that's coming out of it.
Amazing, amazing. I always get so excited listening to you talk about Om because, as you know, I'm part of it. You've invited me to be a director with it, with the organization, to help with some of those relationships. And you and Maria are, two amazing, wonderful, beautiful beings, but you can't do everything, right? So we started to galvanize these amazing people around us. And we're going to go to a commercial break, but don't go away, because after the break, I'm actually going to be talking to another ambassador who's here with us. And I'm going to tell you more about her shortly. We're going to be playing some of Rachel's music. And actually, we're going to play a world's first of Mia Narciso's track today, who performed on stage. Who is Michelle's daughter? It was a magical moment. So there's a lot coming up. So we'll see you back here in just a few minutes.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, welcome back. I'm sorry we have to do those wonderful short breaks, but you know what? They do help UK Health Radio stay on air, so I hope you're inspired by some of the commercial breaks. As you know, I'm here with OM co-founder Michelle Narciso. We've just had a conversation about our event on Saturday, which was in New York, Times Square, which is where I'm broadcasting from today, if you've just joined in. I'm actually now going to introduce you to another amazing ambassador. She's sitting here next to me, so I'm super excited. Let me tell you a little bit about this person. So Divya Ulta is the chef and co-founder of Divya's Kitchen, an Ayurvedic restaurant in Manhattan, and of Bhagavad Life, a non-profit dedication to education and community with more than 35 years of experience studying and teaching Indian spiritual philosophy, yoga, Sanskrit chanting, and vegetarian Ayurvedic cooking across Europe, India, and the US. She is one of today's leading voices in Ayurvedic cuisine. She's originally from Bulgaria, which is amazing, like, you know, being in New York with this kind of skill set. Divya is the author of What to Eat for How You Feel, The New Ayurvedic Kitchen, and Joy of Balance, an Ayurvedic guide to cooking with healing ingredients. Her passion is to use food as medicine and to make delicious healing meals and practical knowledge easily accessible to people all over the world. Now, I can absolutely vouch for that. I've been staying at Divya's for the last few days. I've been eating the most amazing, amazing food. So welcome to the show, Divya.
Thank you, Jarvis. It's so wonderful to be connected with UK audience.
Oh, it is.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a morning for us.
It's morning in New York. It's afternoon where you are. And actually, there's people listening all around the world. So, there's a huge demographic, global demographic. Divya, tell us a little bit about you're an Ayurvedic, you know, master when it comes to cookery. You absolutely are. Everybody would agree with me that knows you and has eaten your food. How did you get onto the journey of getting into health, you know, food for health? Is that right? Is that what you would describe it?
Yes, food is medicine. Food that promotes health and not just fills the belly. We're getting some beautiful New York sirens outside.
You might not be able to hear it.
I got into it when I myself was very sick. And I don't know if you've been in, I hope you haven't been in this situation, Jarvis, but when you feel that you're not well, the blood test kind of comes normal. And the doctors tell you there's nothing wrong with you. But there is, you feel you're not well, you don't have energy, you have digestive problems, you feel achy all the time. So I was feeling like that, very sick. And finally, we found out I had fibromyalgia, but somehow nothing was helping. I couldn't get better. And then I met my Ayurveda teacher, Vaidya Mishra, and he completely transformed my life. And he told me, your food, the food you eat is your first medicine. Because I was expecting, yeah, give me the little powders and medicines and herbs and ashwagandha and turmeric, which I was taking completely carelessly. And and he said, no, your food, the food you eat is your first medicine. Mm. Because you eat three times a day. And everything you eat has an effect on your health, on the way you think, the way you feel, the way you look. And he taught me how to use food as medicine, how to cook the food that digests easily, that doesn't cause any bloating and other digestive issues, how to eat seasonal food. but also how to use spices as medicine. So how to use spices to promote, to balance the ingredients. So all these things, I'm very, very grateful to have met incredible master teachers that I continue to study with. And yes, it transformed my life, and I have to share this with others.
Yeah, and you do it so beautifully. I mean, I'm staying here for the last 3 or 4 days. There's so much grace. I consistently see Divya being in service to the people that are around. Of course, you invite people to your home, you're a host, but it's way beyond that. There is like this spiritual essence that she portrays and lives. And it's for me, it's been absolutely gorgeous. It actually feels like being at home from home. So thank you for having me here.
It's an honor to have you. Thank
Oh,
you for your
bless you.
kind words.
Bless you. I think that's very kind. So Divya's actually a bit of a legend in the world. I mean, we're super blessed to have her. She has an amazing restaurant, an Ayurvedic restaurant in New York, which is, I mean, that's monumental in itself. She has her own products that sell in Whole Foods. And I'm just, it's funny, I had a conversation with Divya yesterday. I was like, are they in England yet? She's like, no. I was like, right, we need to make that happen. So just watch out, watch this space. We're going to get your products into the UK because they are amazing. Tell us a little bit about the restaurant and, and the products that you put out, into the marketplace. Like, what's special about them? What's different about them?
Divya's Kitchen, our restaurant, is special because, first of all, the ingredients we use. So we don't use any seed oils, hydrogenated oils. We only cook with organic olive oil and fresh cultured ghee that we make ourselves, and a little bit of coconut oil. So we freshly mill our flours. Everything we bake is made with freshly milled stone ground flours on site. And we make our nut milk. So you're sipping on a cup of chai right now,
I'm having chai as we speak. It's delicious.
made with fresh almond milk. So all the seed milks and nut milks we make ourselves, and fresh paneer cheese. So, first of all the ingredients, there is no artificial anything. And the ingredients we try to source in a sustainable way from local farms as much as possible. Seasonal, because we are nature. We live in nature, we're part of nature. And Ayurveda is all about living in harmony with nature, which is also living seasonally. So we serve seasonal food that helps you balance your own energy with the energy around you. Everything is prepared fresh, Jarvis. We don't reheat anything. So these are some of the aspects, but you know what's most precious to me with Divya's Kitchen is the people who come. And we strive to provide hospitality that is completely natural and friendly. And when you come to our restaurant, we want you to feel, as you said here, home away from home, but we want you to feel that way at the restaurant, to relax, to let go of stress, to somehow for a moment connect with yourself and with your food and just feel more peaceful.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And I mean, it's definitely a restaurant. If you're in New York, you must go. And then tell us about the food, the products, the food that you put out into the world.
So we have packaged products that are also completely, there's nothing artificial, no preservatives adding to them. So we have a line of khichdi, the Indian one-pot meal with grains and lentils and spices. What's unique about them is that we wash all the grains, like the rice, the dal, we wash all of this and we dehydrate it again. So there's less starch. You don't have to wash the rice at home. And we mix it with delicious spice blends. And you just put it in hot water and you have a fresh, complete protein meal, plant-based, delicious in 20 minutes. So when you're busy or when you don't have energy to cook, you still have an option to order in, food that's not good for you, or eating frozen meals, microwave meals. So I want to contribute to world change with the best food that you can put in your body, because the change starts with us, not just with our minds, but our bodies as well.
Oh, beautifully said. And that's exactly why Divya has become an ambassador, because she's another embodiment of a being that has mastered their craft, is living their purpose, and actually wants to be in service to something higher than herself. And that's exactly what the movement is about. So, and that's thanks to Michelle and Maria, who are bringing all these all us amazing people together. I'm going to put myself in that package as well.
Yes, you are. You're my earth and angels.
Yeah, absolutely. It does feel like we're kind of, so anybody that's feeling inspired by, you know that you're living your purpose and you know that you've mastered your craft and you know that you are in service to the whole, get in contact with us. Reach out to onpresents.com. You know, there's a contact form on there. You can, you know, connect with us. There's Instagram as well. So, you know, look out for it. Remember, it's ommmpresents.com, which is the website. You can find everything else about all of the ambassadors on the show. Divya, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to, in a few weeks at time or a month or whatever, when you've got some time, I would love to get you on the show again. And we can talk about the Ayurvedic principles and go through the Vata and the Pitta and, you know, the let's have a proper session, because you know Divya is a real master at what she does. Thank you so much.
It's been amazing. I wish you all the best. To our listeners, please take care of yourselves. Please take care, good care of yourselves.
Yeah, thank you. And that's by the food you eat. Yeah. We have an event here today. Divya's also got an amazing kind of, you know, event space at her home. And we've got an event today, which is actually being put on, hosted, if you like, by Divya and myself and Om, and it's for Eden Energy. You may remember me speaking about Eden Energy. They are the organization that have got this technology that can turn all of the world's waste into fuel. It's incredible. So look out for them. Michelle, I'm going to come back to you because I'd like to play one of our first songs. Now, we've got Rachel and we've got Mia, so you can choose which one you would like to play first. But tell us a little bit about how important music is for the Om movement, because, you know, you have an incredible background. You were completely, you know, really senior at Viacom. Viacom is one of the, you know, one of the biggest media entities that was on planet Earth. They were behind, you know, MTV and, you know, all of these amazing, amazing content and productions. You came out of that, and anybody that wants to hear about Michelle's story, you need to go back into our library and actually find out, because we're not going to cover that today. But just tell us how important music is, Michelle, in this whole movement.
It's at the center of it. I believe that music is the, you know, central. It's the language of the universe. It's the vibration. It's what gets you to feel, which is everything that we were talking about, and not just feel so deeply on your own, but feel together as a group. Just go to any concert or any festival where a song comes on, and it doesn't even have to be if it's a song everyone knows, amazing. But sometimes people don't even know what the song is. Sometimes there's no words, but it's this energy and you feel this pulse and you feel it's almost like everyone moves as one. And so that's the whole idea. Like, music is so beautiful. It bypasses the mind, goes straight to the heart. And so we want to make music a central part of it, because it allows us to feel things that words can't even express, or would try to take too long to figure it out. But in a minute, not even a minute, in a just a couple of notes, you can align everyone into a coherent field. And we want to do that, but we want to do it in a very positive, loving, peaceful, and fun way. And so, yeah, music is a big part of what we're doing. And you mentioned Rachel, we're hopefully you'll have her on the show to talk about this with her and Vinay Vyas, who's producing everything. But we're executive producing our first album, and we're really excited for Rachel to be the person with us. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. And it's we're also trying to do it with a mainstream bend to it, because I almost look at it as a possible Trojan horse where, you know, people think they're just enjoying great music, but then all of a sudden they start to feel something really amazing and then want more of it, and then cause people to gather together and just put more positive energy and thoughts out there. That's the goal.
Yeah. Amazing. So let's play Rachel's song, Warrior.
Warrior. Oh, perfect. Yes. Yeah.
right for always, bringing me right here. In this together, you and me. So I take my responsibility to be the leader of the life. It's in the letting go, going slow, knowing my yes and my no.
Welcome back, welcome back. So that's Rachel Singh with her single Warrior. I actually got this wrong because that wasn't her latest single. That was her first one. We are going to play her latest single, which is called Yar Davy, later on in the show. Michelle, when you first heard Rachel sing, I think it was a bit of a magical moment for you, or there was a moment perhaps when she played something in your house. Just tell us about what Rachel does for you when you hear her music.
She's just she's beautiful. You know, she's not only beautiful externally, like when you just see her, she's just so ethereal and goddess-like and very soft. But there's just an authenticity with her. And you know, this isn't us trying to find an artist that we can commercialize and put out there. This is, she lives and breathes this. This is if you go through her Instagram for, you know, years, this is the stuff that she talks about, the healing and the journey and the power of music. She's actually from Portugal. They're building something called The Fifth, which is really amazing, out of Sintra. But in that, they have this amazing community where she holds space for hours and hundreds of people just sit around and listen to her sing. And it's that feeling that we were talking about, just that coherence where hearts are all opening at the same time. And she's just really beautiful. And the song that really, you know, I'm really excited about, which will make the first official single, which will have some other songs, but the one that I'd like to make an OM anthem is one that She just had this download when she was at my place. I really need to play you this one song, and the song is called Kintsugi, which is the Japanese art of repairing broken pottery with gold and making it even more beautiful than it was originally in its repaired form. And the chorus on it is, "All will heal when you look inside." And when she sang it, every hair on my body stood up, and I thought, that's it. I mean, this is sort of what it's all about. Like, instead of looking for everything externally, what we need to do is go inward, and all will heal when we look inside. So look out for that. Hopefully that'll be out before the end of the year. I think it will be, but we're really excited.
Great, amazing, amazing. So if you want to check out Rachel Sing, it's Reachel Sing. You can find her on Instagram, you can find her on Spotify. Watch this space, because we're going to have Rachel on the show. We'll get Michelle back on. We can talk about the singles that we're going to be releasing and more exciting stuff. We're going to very quickly go to a commercial break. Don't go away, because when we come back, we're going to be playing Mia Narciso's song. It's going to be a world premiere exclusive on radio. I'm super excited about that. You can also check out the full live performance of the concert that we produced on Saturday, and you can actually hear Rachel singing Kintsugi live on that show. So if you go to onpresents.com, you will be able to see the full live broadcast. So anyway, see you back here in a minute. Do check out the adverts. Obviously, these are the guys that we've curated in order to help UK Health Radio stay on air and be amazing and reach many people. So see you back here shortly.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, welcome back. Apologies, my internet went a bit funny then. But, well, Michelle, I really, really want to just talk about Mia's song. And, you've been involved in, obviously, as mum, but also supporting it. You've been involved in this process of supporting, your child that wanted to do something and be creative. Just tell us a little bit about the process and we're going to play the song.
Yeah, so Mia's 10 years old, and at just 10 years old, she is a prolific songwriter. She's constantly writing music, and even from when she was younger, and anyone that watches my Instagram stories has been highly entertained because she sings a lot about these topics that she must have channeled from a previous life. Like, I feel real heartbreak in her song. I feel real excitement about certain things. So she's somehow channeling some really deep feelings and situations. And I felt, I really wanted to embrace that. And there was a school auction to be able to create a song, songwriting, singing, recording in the studio. And I thought, this is the perfect outlet for her creativity. And so I bid on it in the school auction, and lo and behold, we won. And so with the help of Create Music Studio, her teacher Krista there, Mia wrote this song called Stay a While, which she wrote in under an hour on her own. And what that looks like is she wrote all the words and the melodies. And then this beautiful band came in and played it. And then Mia went into the studio when she recorded the song, and it was put on Spotify, and it's got almost 4,000 plays, and it's been up for maybe about a month and a half, and it's from all around the world. And I hear unsuspecting dads also humming the hook because their kids always want it on the playlist. And I think that in and of itself is so beautiful. But when I first heard the song, first blush, it seems like a really simple song. And when I really reflected on it, I thought, wow, this song is all about inner peace. It's inner peace from a child's eyes. You know, she talks about life being a dream and feeling stuck on an island, or being confused and not knowing what to do. But then when she really opens her eyes, she sees actually it's all really beautiful. And so, like, I just want to be happy, you know, and stay a while. And it's so simple, but it's the concept of inner peace, you know. And when I listened to it, I thought the divine speaks to us through the child, you know, through many different ways, but definitely through the mouths of children. And I was, you know, producing the Peace Day show and curating all the different bits, and I just had this download that she should go on stage. And it was a little bit scary for me too as a mom, because I, you know, you want to set them up for success. And I'm not really trying to be a showbiz mom, although I think she would like to be the next Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, if you're listening, Mia loves you. But yeah, she's so brave. And you know, I talked to her about it, and she's like, sure, I'll do it. And I realized that's another beautiful thing about children. They're fearless until you teach them that you have limits, and we shouldn't do that. We should let them just be them and try all the things. And so for the first time ever, she sang with a band on a stage in Times Square with some of her closest friends. And I was really, really proud of her. I think she did a really great job. But yeah, I think we can learn a lot from our children. They're not just tomorrow's leaders. They're showing us the way now.
Absolutely amazing. And I have to contest that my son Herbie and my daughter Vivi, every time we get in the car, can we put on Mia's song? So I hope you enjoy this as much as you do, as we do, what should I say? And if you want to check her out performing live, she was absolutely the highlight of the show on Saturday. And there were some amazing artists on that show, but she smashed it. So this is Stay a While by Mia Narciso. Kreutz, and you can actually get this song on Spotify. So do add it to your playlists and get your kids to listen to it and see what they think.
I was thinking of my dream, and I was wondering why I was so confused. I know now I was stranded on an island. I was stuck and I couldn't move. But I'm still a little confused. I opened my eyes and there were palm trees and sand. Maybe it wasn't that bad. Ocean blue, I don't know what to do, but I'm happy now. Relax and smile, stay a while, because I'm happy now. Ocean blue, I don't know what to do, but I'm happy now. Relax and smile, stay a while, because I'm happy now. Because I'm happy. Turn off the alarm. Let me sleep. Keep me here. I want to dream. I wanna dream. Ocean blue, I don't know what to do, but I'm happy now. Relax and smile. Because I'm happy now. Ocean blue, I don't know what to do, but I'm happy now. Relax and smile, stay a while, because I'm happy now. Ocean blue,
Amazing. It just makes me melt every time I listen to that song. I hope you love that as much as we do. It's fantastic. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I've just had a couple more ambassadors bounce into the studio, so I'm gonna just give them a moment to say a few words. We've got Yogi Cameron with us and Yogini Jama, who both joined us on stage. Yogini was hosting for the day, which was fantastic for me because I got to host a little bit, but I didn't have to do the whole show. It was all on
God, we do a
radio.
beautiful dance together, you and I, Jarvis.
We do indeed. Just tell us a bit about your experience on Saturday and how it was for you and.
You know what? It was just remarkable. What I loved about this year's show was the spectrum of inspirers that are embodying peace and all of the different offerings and stories and ways that you can cultivate peace in the days of your life that they shared. You know, so it was just so colorful. You know, just find one thing that resonates with you and then and make that a part of your day and your practice and then just let that just expand and vibrate. And I just thought it was beautiful like that. You know, it's more than just meditation. It's also in music. And yes, it's in breath work and in awareness, but then it's in connecting with the earth and taking time, you know, to stay in that awareness or you know, connecting in community and with children and in all these different ways, you can cultivate peace in the days of your life. So I just thought that that was so beautiful.
Yeah, beautifully said. Absolutely. It was rich, wasn't it? It was a
Yeah.
feast for the
It was
senses.
a feast.
Yeah, it was. It really was. And Yogi Cameron, you on stage speaking to Tenzin Seldon, who
Yeah.
is an extraordinary woman. She was here last night and I got to know her a
Yeah.
little more. I mean, how was that conversation for you? What golden nuggets came out of that?
You know, people like Tenzin are in the world doing extremely beautiful work, meaning they're bringing together companies that are high level, they're finding solutions to climate change, but they're not focusing on what the problems are. They've got the solutions to them. She comes in, invests through Pulse Fund, and finds these remarkable people who know what they're doing. There's a lot of people in the world don't know what they're doing, or they think they know what they're doing. These people actually come in, they scale them, and she really pushes them and is a great advocate for them. So having a conversation with her was great, and then with Evan as well, from Beluga and his whole education platform was amazing. Chatting to him because he's bringing education through young people and speaking to them, not talking at them, and giving them sort of the tools they need to take, whether they're doing music, whatever they're doing, to take themselves to the next level and understand that they also have support. So that panel was great as well.
It was, and it, you know, as you, some of the listeners out there may remember, we've had Evan on the show. I think we'll get Evan back on because what the stuff that he's doing is so incredible. This has been such a treat for me. I've had Michelle, we've had Divya on the show. Now you two have just bounced in. Michelle, just come back and just so we can have a collective roundup of thank yous and really appreciate you being on the show. Thank you for joining us. We're going to play out the show with Rachel Singh's single, Yaar Devi. But Michelle, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to be seeing you later today.
Thank you. Thank you. We all need to move into the same neighborhood and community together so we could just have conversations all the time. It feels so good.
It
I don't even
does.
have to hear what you're saying. I just, the energy is like, it's just so heart opening. I love all of you. Thank you. And you too, Johan, in the background. Love you too.
Yeah, thanks to Johan, our silent producer, who's just always smashing it behind the scenes. Yogini Jama, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure always, brother.
And Yogi Cameron, thank you. And you guys all listening out there, have a wonderful week. We are going to play out with Rachel Singh's Yaar Devi. I hope you enjoy this single. It's absolutely fantastic. Don't forget onpresents.com. Rachel Singh is Reachel Singh. And check out Mia Narciso Crutch. That's our golden catches of the day. Speak to you soon. See you next week.
Mama.